Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and executives. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, Favorite Place Travel. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is John Smith, owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning. I'd like to introduce you my guest, Miss Melissa Kamick, with Nicholas Green Agency of Nationwide. Hey, Melissa.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at Nationwide.
All right, I do work for Nick Green, so I guess I'm the executive type portion. I am helping him establish his business. He is getting ready to move into brick and mortar. So right now I'm kind of his right-hand man, woman type person.
Right.
It's an exciting time.
Good. I'm glad. That's good to hear. What, going into my question here, what is a hazard of state minimum coverage with insurance?
You know, Jean, that's a great question, and I'm so glad that you asked. Typically, state minimum coverage is $25,000 per person, $50,000 per occurrence, and $25,000 per our property damage. And you think, oh my gosh, that's a lot. But think about if you are involved in an accident and you've hit that nice Hummer or that Mercedes that's full of four or five kids, it doesn't cover it. So again, we try to counsel our clients, and that kind of sets us apart from other insurance agencies in that we truly want to listen to our clients, our members, and help them make wise decisions.
Gotcha. Understand. Especially being in a car accident a couple weeks ago, I'm learning little by little and very intense of what insurance is all about. So that is a good question and answer. What is the advantage of binding or bundling policies?
Well, with Nationwide and with many other companies, the more policies that you can combine and bundle, the bigger savings you will get. Nationwide, they will start to roll out some more savings. So again, there are so many ways to protect yourself, your assets, your family. And Nationwide really wants to recognize that and offer great savings for those people who truly, truly want to maximize all the savings.
Right. Gotcha. What is a top five commercial appetite?
All right. Well, the Nicholas Green Agency with Nationwide, yes, we are a full-scale insurance agency. We do love commercial. We love those HVAC. Landscaping. We actually have a great policy for landlords. A person who has many rental homes, and they want to combine all of those homes into one policy instead of having 25 different policies that are up for renewal. So we can combine it onto one.
Okay, I understand. How is the agency involved in the community?
All right. We definitely strive to be out there in the community. We are located currently in Buford. However, we're going to move just down the street into Sugar Hill. We're very active with Lanier Middle School, Lanier High School. We are very active. We're pretty much out all the time. We're involved with the North Georgia Business Connection, Suwannee Business Alliance, want to join Buford Business Alliance. So we're just out there. We definitely want to make our name known in the community.
Gotcha. That is very important as well. Isn't it an advantage for a consumer to consistently switch between insurance companies?
You know, you get that a lot. My insurance just went up. Well, unfortunately, there are rate increases. I don't know anything that kind of stays stagnant, and that hasn't increased, unfortunately. But when a consumer shops around, tries to get the best deal with each premium renewal, it actually hurts your insurance rating score. You want to have consistent prior insurance coverage. And so that, again, we try to counsel our members about that.
That's something I don't even know about myself. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Being a woman in business, or even, you know, that executive for Nicholas Green, and being a parent, how do you juggle that on a day-to-day basis?
Did I mention I'm going back to graduate school full-time, too?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
It's just about balance. It's about having a sense of humor, again, looking within yourself to figure out what you need to do to make peace. And I have a great time with, fortunately, I'm blessed with a wonderful son. So I find an outlet. I know it's very necessary.
Yes, it is. What do you love most about what you do?
I enjoy truly, truly, truly making a difference and truly, truly helping my members.
Good, good. Let's see here. I'll pick one out of the blue here for you. We love success stories. Is there anyone in particular with a client that you have or working on that sticks out in your mind?
Absolutely. There are many. Every time you hear a person say, wow, you really helped me. I understand these coverages. Nobody ever explained what that meant. That's so rewarding. Or when there is a loss, because it does happen there is a loss and they can call that agent, speak to somebody, that a human voice and not an 800 number, and say, you know, let me get you a cup of coffee. That is why I love what I do.
That's, yeah, the little things that matters the most, very personal.
Absolutely.
With everyone listening today, how may they contact you for any insurance needs?
Well, we give our cell phone numbers to all of our members, all of our prospects. So my cell phone number is 404-805-3049. And my email is CAMM, @nationwide.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll pass it on to our next host, which is Miss Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. And it was great to hear from you, Melissa.
Thank you.
I would love to welcome Ayana Barron with Once Upon a Fairy Tale to the show today. And I have to say, the name of that business is so, paints such a picture. I picture castles and beauty and just
Thank
wonderful
you.
Things. Please tell me, what is Once Upon a Fairy Tale?
Once Upon a Fairy Tale is a princess makeover and royal tea party palace, as you imagined. That's what we like to call it.
That's awesome. So when someone comes to your place of business, what type of services do you offer?
We offer princess tea parties. That's our specialty. And then we also do makeovers for girls. So we can do a group event or it can be an individual thing. And then we do mommy and daughter tea dates. We do daddy-daughter tea dates. We have BFF makeovers. And we retail tutus and hair bows as well.
That sounds so fun. I have several princesses in my house who are dying to come visit your location.
Awesome.
When was your business established?
It was established in Maryland in 2011, and we recently opened our second location in Georgia in January of 2013.
Okay. Well, what inspired the idea? It's such a great idea, and there's such a huge market for it.
Thank you. Yes. I have a daughter, my husband and I, we have a daughter, and my husband had lost his job. And we were looking to increase our family income, and we wanted to do something that was unique, still family-oriented, and that could be passed on to our daughter, once we move on. So we decided to do Once Upon a Fairy Tale based on that.
That's great. That's a great story. A lot of people step into what they really were meant to do and will succeed in once they're kind of let go of the job they've hung on to for so long. So walk me through a birthday party there. If a girl has a party at Once Upon a Fairy Tale, what's
that
like?
Well, we literally roll out the red carpet. We have real red carpet and real tea sets. So when they come in, we dress them up in a beautiful pageant gown for the birthday girl, and then we have special occasion dresses for her guests. We'll polish their nails. We'll do an optional eyeshadow. We do a photo shoot for the birthday princess. And then we also include her guests in group photos. And then from there, they are escorted to our red carpet. And we do a red carpet fashion show. And we bring them from the fashion show to the tea tables. And they sit down and we serve them tea and cookies. And we teach etiquette. And then before they change back into their clothes, we give each girl one of our custom-made hair bows to take home. And then we give about 30 minutes at the end of the party for the parents to allow the birthday girl to open her gifts. And then, you know, there's cake if you want to bring cake and pizza, and you can serve refreshments right at the end. And then on top of that, we give a online photo gallery So all the pictures that we take, you can share it with friends and family online.
Nice. That really does sound like a dream come true for so many princesses. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the prince of the group. Do you offer services for little boys at all?
We welcome boys to come because we do understand that the dads want to be a part, and then sometimes they have brothers. But we do not provide a dress-up service for boys. Sometimes if the boys come, they'll escort the girls for the red carpet fashion show, and they'll sit at the tea tables. Oftentimes, as soon as they walk up, because it's so girly, you can see as soon as you walk up to the building, the facility, that it's a girly place. So sometimes they don't want to come in because they feel like it's too girly. But for those that do, there's a place, you know, for them inside.
That's a great way to incorporate them so they feel a part should they want to.
Right.
So what is your age requirement? What age range do you cater to?
They need to at least be 3 years old to be able to participate in a birthday party or a makeover. And then our size goes up too, because it's not really based on age so much. We think that 3 is the appropriate age. But size 16 is our dress size, so we go up to a size 16. And then if someone wanted to do something and they could not fit a 16, they could bring a dress from home and do something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I'm looking at a room full of beautiful princesses here. What if we grown women wanted to come have a party?
We do offer for women to host bridal showers, baby showers, a ladies' night out event. We do offer to do things like that at our location.
So fun. That would be really fun. I think that, ladies, we should do that. So do you have affordable packages for families that are on a small budget?
Our packages are as low as $45 for the individual makeovers that we do. And our tutus and hair bows, a hair bow is like $2. And then if you wanted to get a tutu, they start at $25. So they are very affordable. And then we also run coupons every month on our website. We do a different coupon to try to make it even more affordable so that everybody can participate in something at Once Upon a Fairy Tale.
Okay, so coupons, the best way to get coupons then is on your website?
You can go to our website, which is fairytaledreamscometrue.com, and then you can text fairytale to 2282 to be added to our mailing list, and then we'll send you coupons via email.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to do that, 2282. That's going to happen here in a minute on my phone. Do you have any upcoming special events or promotions that you'd like to tell us about?
We just launched a story time with the princess. So every other Friday we do a story time where the girls are welcome to come in. They can dress up before they come. And then we'll sit down and we'll have one of our princesses read a story. And then following that, we sit them down at our tea tables and we'll serve tea and cookies. And then we also do a photo shoot with the princess for them. And then they get to each have a hair bow or a gift to take home.
What is the cost for that?
$7 per princess.
That's a great thing. Oh, yeah. That's happening in my house for sure.
And it is by reservation only.
Okay. 2282. I'm gonna text you.
Okay.
Now, tell us, where is your store located?
We are on the corner of Scenic Highway and Sugarloaf Parkway. Right at the corner, there's a shopping plaza there, and we're right next to a fitness center in that plaza.
All right, very good. And you mentioned your company website. Tell me again what it is and how people could reach you.
Our website is fairytaledreamscometrue.com, and it's Fairy Tale Dreams with an S. So there's an S on the end of dream. Dreamscometrue.com. Fairytaledreamscometrue.com. And then we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Okay. Is there a phone number they can call as well?
Yes. The phone number is 678-688-9945.
Excellent. Well, I am super excited to come utilize your services and look like a princess. Thank you so much for sharing about this great business.
Thanks for having me.
And I would like to turn it over now to Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs.
Thanks, Stacy. It was really neat hearing about fairy tale princesses, being a mom of all boys. I don't get to do that. Maybe with the granddaughters when they get a little bit bigger. I would like to introduce my guest today. It's Pam Estabrook of ProTech Painters of Central Gwinnett. Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business? I know you recently started your business.
I did recently become a new owner of ProTech Painters of Central Gwinnett. It's kind of an interesting story. I worked for the previous owner of ProTec Painters of Gwinnett for 8 years.
Okay.
And the economy was hard, and it was just kind of a tough go for a couple of years, and actually stepped away from that business relationship for a year, and the franchise became available.
Okay.
And the franchisor approached my husband and I in February and said, the territory is available. We think you ought to consider buying in. And we took the plunge, and in early March, we became owners, and it's been great ever since.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Taking that plunge is sometimes the hardest step.
It is, but it was easier because I was very familiar with this industry.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How should a homeowner go about selecting a painting contractor?
They should do their research on the contractor. They want to make sure there's basic things like liability and workers' compensation coverage. You want to look for a contractor who has some time in the community. They've painted other homes or done work in your area. Mm-hmm. You want references from recent customers to a few years back.
Okay.
You want to make sure they offer a warranty. If you have carpentry needs around your house, you want to make sure that those can be done, basic carpentry needs by the paint crew as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Can ProTec Painters help me with my color selection?
We absolutely can. We offer full design services, and just having done it over the last 10 years, I'm pretty good with color myself.
That's awesome.
So I can tell you what is trending, what is not, what's going to fade, what's not. So we do have a lot of options as far as helping select colors, both interior and exterior.
Okay. What are the most important items involved in preparing my home for painting?
If we're talking exterior, which is probably 80% of our business, is residential repaint exterior, you want to make sure the house is power washed before anything is done. You want a mild bleach cleaning solution, something like that. Then you want the house to dry. You want it to sit a while, let all that water get off of the surfaces. Caulking is absolutely essential. And I walk through everything we're going to do with the homeowner, where we're going to caulk, where we're going to look for gaps and voids. Anywhere that moisture could be a problem ongoing on the home, we want it caulked.
Okay.
We do carpentry next. We take care of any rotten wood. We try to go back with synthetics, either James Hardy or PVC products, so you are back in a no-rot situation after we're done. And then finally we paint. And it's we walk through the process of whether we go one coat or two coats, depending on sun exposure and color change and that sort of thing.
Okay, so how long does a normal project last?
Depending on the amount of woodwork and repair to be done, a normal house for us is 3 to 4 days.
Okay, okay. Is insurance important?
Insurance is very important. I personally, as a company, carry $2 million liability in workers' comp. We're also licensed and bonded.
Right.
I didn't know until I bought my policy what bonding meant. Everybody says I'm bonded. Bonding protects the homeowner against theft.
Okay.
So if something disappears, we're working in your home, and something is missing, the bonding coverage is pretty much just an honesty policy. But then my crews additionally carry their own liability and workers' compensation coverage. They don't work for me unless they are also insured.
Oh, so you're doubly protected.
It's doubly protected, and in the all of the years I've been doing this, we've only had one accident.
Wow.
And it cost the homeowner nothing other than the stress of having had someone fall at their house. But the homeowner's insurance was completely protected.
That's wonderful.
It's very important.
What is fiber cement siding, and why should I consider replacing my home siding?
Many years ago, especially here in Gwinnett County, the standard in building products was the composite Masonite LP Georgia Pacific siding. And it's just bad. It's over time, it's proven to fail. James Hardy is the leading fiber cement siding replacement product on the market. It's what we install when we do home resides. It's a no-rot product. It has a 30-year non-prorated warranty, meaning if it goes bad in year 27, it's worth exactly the amount you paid for it the day it was installed. It's not lost any value because it's been on the house. It's just the best option for replacing your bad siding.
Okay. Can you explain to us the different types of paint and when and where I should use them?
Sure. That's a question we get often. It depends on interior and exterior, but paint comes in sheen. It comes in flat, eggshell, satin, semi-gloss. Those are all the terms you're familiar with. But when you're standing looking at a shelf of them, you don't know what to buy. The sheen in paint comes from resin and the more resin there is in a paint, the harder the surface.
Okay.
So if you're painting soft wood trim on the outside of your house, mm-hmm. you want a gloss because it's going to look pretty. It's going to be shiny, but it's also going to be very hard.
Okay.
If you're painting your siding, you probably want to go with a flat or a satin. Mm-hmm. You don't want that to be super shiny, but you want it to be protected. So if you're painting on the inside, you probably want flat on your walls. It doesn't show imperfections,
right.
but it's not going to be super easy to clean.
Right.
So there's lots of different options, and paint technology is continuously changing.
We used a lot of eggshell on our walls because, like I said, we had
four boys.
Nothing stayed clean in my house.
Yes. For my daughter's house with three grandchildren, we went something super scrubbable.
What's a typical client for you?
A typical client for us are homeowners in Gwinnett County. Again, I said residential, exterior, repaints, interiors. But we have a lot of commercial clients as well. We do several of the larger churches in the area. Mm-hmm. So we love to work with commercial clients, but our target audience, if you say, is residential, homeowners,
awesome.
Single family.
Awesome. And what separates you from the competition?
I think a lot of homeowners, especially women, are comfortable mm-hmm. working with a woman. It's an industry dominated by men, and it can seem very foreign and scary to a woman. Even if she's married, typically the husband's going to leave and go to work and leave her there at home with the painters. And she needs to be comfortable with the crews I'm going to bring.
Right.
She needs to know that I'm going to be there every day. I'm the owner. You get me from start to finish. I'm going to explain the process to her and her family, mm-hmm. what we're going to do, what it's going to feel like, how long we're going to be there. We're in touch every morning about what's going to happen next.
Okay.
And I think just that personal touch from me and being a woman mm-hmm. kind of just brings a comfort factor to a lot of people.
Okay. Okay. And if people wanted to reach you to get painting services done, how would they do that?
They can find me in several different places. On Facebook, Protect Painters of Gwinnett. On the internet, they can search www.protectpainters.com, mm-hmm. enter their zip code, and they're going to get the nearest Protect office to them.
Okay.
However, I service all the zip codes in Gwinnett County.
Okay.
So if you put in a Gwinnett County zip code, you're going to find me.
Okay.
And then my cell phone number is 770-827-6883.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I learned a lot about painting today that I didn't know.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us today on Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. You can listen live to our show every other Thursday morning at 11:30 on Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, and you'll find the show listed under Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For John Smith with UltraTouch Cleaning, for Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel, and for all our great guests today, I'm Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs. Thank you for joining us on Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success.